Hi everyone!
Welcome to the Fairy Godmothers podcast. I'm Lex.
And I'm Chrissy. And this is the podcast where we normalise mums being themselves and not giving a shit.
Welcome to episode 2.
Woo!
I'm so excited. Before we start, I just want to say thank you to everyone for the support.
Yeah, guys, it was amazing. Like, I don't know what we're expecting, but...
It wasn't that.
It went down a treat. Everyone had so much to say as well.
And like, everyone really...
had their own stories.
Yeah, and could relate, which is exactly what we wanted.
Because so many people said so many different things that, like, perhaps didn't happen to me or happen to you, but it's like, everyone has their own experience and we don't need to, like, slam everyone down for it. And people obviously experience that same thing where people say, oh, don't be, you know, wait for this bit or wait for that bit. So that's got to go.
Yeah, it was really nice to build the community before we even posted the first one.
Yeah,
but thank you to everyone who's listened. And if you have listened and you haven't already, please, please, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. You don't have to have an Apple Music subscription to listen on Apple Podcasts. But if you could leave us a review, that would massively help
us. We would
love
that. Thanks, guys.
We would. Thank you. So I think we're just going to have a bit of a
catch up because we've not seen each other because I've been on holiday for a week. Which was amazing, and I've been back in England for less than like 4 days and I have a cold.
Tell us about it. It's snowing outside. I know.
Holiday was amazing. Travelling with a toddler is always hard, but you just have to do it and you just have to think, I'm going on holiday, it's fine.
Yeah, like, it's worth it.
You know, millions of people do it and it's absolutely fine. Just have loads of snacks, loads of toys. I think snacks is the main thing for Freddie. He liked to like sit on the floor and just eat the snacks.
Well, whatever keeps him occupied. Does the aeroplane hurt his ears, by the way?
No, and he loves turbulence.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I don't know what that tells me about my child, but he loves it. And also, we were so lucky on the way there. We had this grandma sat next to us, and she was like, I've got loads of grandkids and kids, and she just played with them the whole way.
Oh, that's nice.
But then, on the way back, he's never going to listen to this, but apologies if you ever do. He didn't have kids, him and his wife, and he...
Who?
The guy who was sat on our row with us.
Oh, right.
And you could just tell by the way, like, I was sat with Freddie on my knee, and if I needed Matthew, like, I'd be like, Matthew, I need you, and he kept speaking to Matthew, like, just ignoring the fact that I clearly needed help with Freddie. Obviously, Matthew was trying to help me and not be rude to this guy and listen to this story, but he just was, like, not acknowledging
that. A bit passive.
Yeah, and I was like, really sorry to interrupt, but I need him. Like, I need help, because Freddie's, you know, he's so heavy. I can't have him sat on me for 4 hours, and this guy just, like, was not getting it.
That's hard. I feel like I will never, and I know that you don't agree with this, you don't because you take Freddie, don't you? But I will not take Willow on holiday until she's at least 2.
Yeah.
There's no point for us because, like, you and Matthew are great because you can sit around the pool. Me and Jack are, like, jet skis, water skiing, like, everything like that, and we couldn't have a good time with the baby.
When it's just us two, but when you have a kid, you just adapt to that situation. You're so, like, I want to relax. You just want to relax when you're with your kid. And I think because you can't do that when you're at home because nothing's that relaxing, do you know what I mean? Like sitting by the pool. When you're on holiday with your child, you do just want to relax and drink and eat food and chill out. But there's always loads of other parents. Like we made friends with parents whilst we were out there and on the flight, people were super helpful. Like I always worry about judgment because the only time Freddie screams is if I try and make him sleep.
Yeah.
So we were sat with this woman. She's like, maybe try and put him to sleep. And I was like, this isn't going to go well. And then I did it and he screamed and I was like, there you go. He is absolutely fine. He's just energetic, but he will scream if he has to sleep.
Yeah.
So that's
Well, at least you had a nice time though.
Yeah, it was amazing. I would have stayed way longer if I could have. I don't actually know why I came home.
So what tips would you give to someone who was travelling with a toddler and was a bit afraid?
Loads of snacks, loads of toys like colouring books, you know, fidget spinner things. And just be prepared and don't care what anyone else thinks. Because I was so anxious about people judging me. And they always say like, oh no, we've been there, you know. And they understand. And if they don't, then fuck them.
Totally. I actually have something to tell you which I haven't told you whilst you're on holiday. Because
I'm anxious. You speak to me every day. Why haven't you told me?
Well, no, but when you're on holiday, I tried my hardest not to send you voice notes. Because I didn't want to like disrupt your time.
That makes me voice note if you don't voice note me.
Well, I didn't anyway on this occasion.
A voice note a day keeps the something away.
So I... Bad vibes away.
Yeah, that's the one.
So I went to Wetherspoons. Jack's mum, auntie, cousin and grandma invited me to Wetherspoons for a lunch. So I got there and I was like unpacking the car. I put Willow in the pram and then just like turned my back for like, not even properly turned my back, you know, like, a second, I just went into the car to get her, like, nappy bag. And then there was this woman that was like, oh, she's so cute. Oh, no, it's so cute. And I was like, it's her turnaround. And this woman had picked up Willow from the pram and putting her, like, to give her a cuddle. So the woman was around, like, 60 to 70, okay. I think. And she'd obviously... I don't mind people coming over to the pram and being like, oh, she's sweet, but don't touch her.
Yeah.
You know, she's too young for that. So, and also, you never... You don't do that with a stranger.
I would never, ever go up to someone else's child and touch them.
So I put... She put her on her and was like, is it a girl or a boy? And I was like, a girl. And then I was like, could you just put her down, please?
See, that's so polite as well. But, you know, you always think about these situations and you think... Gosh, if I was put in that situation, I'd be like, put my child down. But I know exactly what you mean. Like, I always feel really strange, like, oh, yeah. Please, can you not do that? Or please, can you not kiss my child?
But when why really... do we feel like that? Because it's our child. But I felt rude to say, oh, do you mind? Because I know she was being nice, you know, and maybe in her...
But that is super strange. Like, I took Freddie shopping once and this man came over and massaged his shoulder. And I was like, what on earth? Like, I would never...
You would never. It's so weird. But I guess some people have different boundaries in their own family.
Yeah, I think, obviously, this is what we're going to talk about, is, like, setting boundaries. And I think they're so important. And I think it's really important to set them when you're pregnant.
100%. Set the tone when you're pregnant. So as soon as your child comes,
everyone knows the call, yeah.
Yeah. Like, in our circle, people, like, in my family and Jack's family, I think... all of us are very different parents and everyone knows how to act accordingly.
Yeah, and I think it's just for your own sake as well, because you're so anxious as a mum or mum-to-be about other people and your baby and how you'll feel as well. And I think if you set down the law before it happens, then no one can really do anything. And if they don't respect your boundaries, then you know, like, I've set this out and you've not respected it, like, you probably won't be seeing us again.
And that's just wrong. And I think especially, I think a lot of people think... just because you're family, like, they don't have to respect the boundaries. But, like, if your family are not respecting the boundaries that you put in place, don't be kind to them just because they're your family.
Yeah.
This is your child. You don't have to parent the same way your mum parented you or your dad.
1,000%. Like, what you say goes. And I think, don't forget that, because, you know, there's been moments where, you know, when Freddie was little and, like, friends have maybe, like, gone to kiss him and I'm like... And I've been, like, too scared to say something. And I'm like, imagine if he got RSV. That's what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I would end up murdering that friend because it'd be their fault when it's my fault.
You'd also feel guilty for not saying anything.
Because some people don't know, you know, if you've not had a kid or you just don't know, like, their boundaries, you probably think it's all right to kiss them or cuddle them and, you know...
You think it's natural.
Yeah, and I probably would have thought that before I had a kid. I wouldn't kiss someone else's child, but I wouldn't have thought anything of someone kissing someone else's child. Yeah. Whereas now I'm like... It's a big no.
Well, when you had Freddie, I remember you said to me, like, I came and you were like, I was like, oh, can I have a cuddle? And you were like, yeah, just don't kiss.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's fine. Obviously, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought that was your thing. But now I'm a mum, I'm like, yeah, you don't kiss a baby. I mean, I wouldn't have kissed him anyway, but I think it's good to say that, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think if you just set down the law and your own boundaries. And also another thing is, like, when you come home from hospital, I think everyone is dying to meet your child. But people need to remember that you've just given birth, and also you never get that bubble back. Once that, like, newborn happy bubble's burst, it's kind of gone. Like, obviously you enjoy other phases. I'm not saying it's miserable, but there's something so precious about that time when you've just given birth and you're a family of three for the first time.
I was going to say, the first time that you bring, I think, your first child home, you never get that back. That's never a thing that you'll do again. You'll bring another child home if you have another one, but you'll never bring your first child home. And
there's no experience like it. I can't even explain it in words.
No, there really isn't. But I think, you know, people will probably say, like, oh, you know, can I come tomorrow?
There's friends who are like, I'll be there when you get home. And you're like, that is really sweet. But, like, please,
the last thing I want is you to be hit there when I'm home.
Yeah.
But I think what I learned in my experience with setting boundaries is that we set boundaries and people would be like, oh, can I come tomorrow? And we'd be like, and it's out of love and excitement that they're asking.
Yeah,
but I think if people push and push and push, that's wrong. I wouldn't get annoyed if someone was like, oh, can I come a day earlier? Because it's out of love. But if they push or they turn up, like,
or
even
you kind of have already said, like, you know, for the first 3 days, it's going to be me, Jack and Willow. And they're like, I'm coming around tomorrow. And you're like, this is just calm down.
Because I think as well, like, you're so exhausted from birth, you don't even have it in you to argue.
Yeah.
And then when you're like, you know,
and
5 months...
And you're super emotional. Like, you feel bad if you say anything to anyone.
Exactly. And when you're 5 months down the road, you look back at the time and think, next time I'm going to set that boundary even
yeah,
stronger.
Yeah, I think it's a learning curve as well, especially with your first. Obviously, we haven't had another child, no. So we can't really say, but I definitely learned from the first experience, like, to put your foot down and say, like, this is this, and that's what will happen.
We had a night where, can I just say, Jack's family are unreal. Like, they're the most nicest, kindest people I've ever met in my life. I love them, and I'm very lucky to have them in my life. We all decided that they would all come round for a pizza, like, a few days after I'd given birth. And I felt fine to do that. I was like, yeah, I'm so excited for everyone to meet her. The moment they got there, cried.
It's so strange, like...
So, and everyone was constantly saying, like, do you want us to leave? Do you want us to leave? And I was like, I don't, but...
And it's not their fault, and it's not anyone's fault, but you're just... You don't know what you want. You just want to make it through the day, because you're so, like... anxious and like don't really know what you're doing, and you're just like, I gotta just make it through the day.
And also that sense of like protectiveness that you have,
yeah, because you've carried them for 9 months to then see them be passed round sort of like a trophy. It's like, you know, everyone just wants to hold them and be with them, and it's amazing for your child to have these interactions, but it is a protection thing.
It really is. So we want you guys to be really involved in this podcast. So we put a question and answer anonymous poll thing on our Instagram story last weekend, and we got you guys to send us an anonymous message. We now do have a link in our bio where you can leave us questions, personal feedback, write dilemmas, icks, whatever you want.
I've not seen these, so I'm excited.
So this one really stood out to me, and I just want to say, if you are listening to this, which I'm assuming that you are because you sent it in, please DM me, ask me for my address, come into my house, and I just want to give you a big squeeze.
How exciting.
No, it's not. It's sad. It's really sad. No. So, ready?
No.
I'm 8 months pregnant, and
congratulations.
I recently found out that my partner cheated on me whilst I was pregnant.
Kill him. Kill him.
As a mother, I want to show my children that this behaviour isn't acceptable and you shouldn't stand for it, but I can't help but want to forgive him. What would you both do?
Kill him.
That's so sad.
That is really sad. But I'm kind of glad this is anonymous. Otherwise, I would make you give me his address and I would kill him myself.
And I just want to let you know that Chrissy's not joking.
No, I'm not. Please, if you feel comfortable doing that, I'm happy to, you know, commit murder.
That is really sad. I don't even know what to say.
That is so sad. And I'm really sorry. And you know what? Like, well done for... keeping going. I just would not cope with that.
I think I'd have crumbled in that situation.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to know, not that we could ask her, but I'd love to know at what stage she cheated on it. Not that it matters.
Yeah, and sort of the details of, like, not that it changes my opinion on any situation, no. But, like, how it happened, when it happened, where were you guys at. But honestly, I really value you saying, you know, you don't want to teach your kids that this, like, is... acceptable, because it's not. And you know, that's a really strong woman thing to say, and go you for saying that. I have sort of two opinions about this situation. You know, part of me is like, kill him, chop his balls off, whatever, but then the other part of me is like, you have to do what's best for you. You're 8 months pregnant, you know, that time is really stressful and also really precious. And I also, are you still with him? I don't know.
Yeah,
but
she
I
said her partner, I assume she's
okay,
still
so her. I don't think you should ever stop them from being at the birth. That is my one thing.
I agree.
Whether you're together or not, I don't think
you should. As hard as it might be, and as much as you may just want him not involved, it is his baby.
Yeah, and I think they should always be at the birth, like, irregardless of if you're together or you're not on good terms or bad terms. Like, I don't think that he should not be at the birth, but what you do after then, I just think if someone cheats on you, and especially whilst you're pregnant, like, that person is not good for you. How can you do that to someone?
I've been cheated on quite a few times, not in my current relationship, but in past relationships. And I think it's natural to think, like, what would I even do if I got cheated on right now as I have a child?
Yeah.
And I always say, there is no way in hell that I would ever stay with Jack if he cheated on me now.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Never, ever.
A child isn't enough.
But then it's very, you know, I say that because I have Willow, who is such an easy baby and sleeps and eats and hasn't caused any issues yet.
Yeah.
What if you had a baby who had colic and was up every night, and you sorry, didn't but have I family
think if
near
someone's going to cheat on you at 8 months pregnant, I don't think they're going to help you that much. I think you'd be way stronger on your own. You know your baby, you know the routine, and you can do it. So many people do it on their own. I know it's really hard for us to say because we've not done it on our own, but I just think you then have the worry of your child and the worry of, are they going to do it again? What are they out doing? And you still have the worry of they've already done it. Like, am I doing the right thing staying with you or not being with you? If this person, if you decide that you don't want to be with them and they want to be in the child's life, absolutely let them, you know, it's nothing to the child, but also like you are pregnant and you are carrying their child and they're out cheating on you. I just, no, there's no way you can go back to that and you'll never get over it.
Can I also say that I personally believe that if they'll cheat on you pregnant, they'll cheat on you at any time and disrespect you anytime.
Yeah.
Being pregnant is the most amazing gift that you can give your partner. You know, growing your child
together
is an incredible... No, but a woman growing and going through that is such an incredible thing. For a man then to go out and cheat is just... the epitome, is that the right word? Of disrespect.
Yeah.
And I also 1,000%. Think, you know, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure you've asked him why he's cheated and stuff. If any of the reasons had to do with, you know, like maybe you're not like sexually active during pregnancy.
That's pathetic. You've got a small dick.
That's ridiculous. Like, I can't even fathom how you must be feeling right now. And I
please
feel
come
so
round.
Sad.
Maybe go to Alexis because I'll make you give me this
come
address.
To my house. I also just wanted to say that I absolutely promise you, and I think that you'd probably agree on this, once a cheat, always a cheat.
And you'll never forget it.
Never. You'll never, like, you will be, and maybe you never. Guys would be happy 3 years down the line, but when you're happy or when he proposes to you, you'll always remember that time he disrespected you when you're pregnant.
And also, like, he's kind of not ruined your pregnancy time, because that's a big statement, but also, like, you'll look back on pregnancy and think, oh, yeah, it was really magical until he cheated on me. And it will stay with you. And, you know, having a baby, you have enough things to think about. You don't need to be thinking about whether or not your partner's getting down and dirty or not.
100%. I think you want to be able to enjoy your pregnancy, whether that means, you know, I know a lot of people kind of say their boyfriends or partners can't go out when they're pregnant, and I understand that. But for example, like when Jack went out when I was pregnant, I would love that time because I would have a bath and I would really relax and it would be
but
great.
But you don't want to have to be thinking about what he's doing.
Exactly.
Because
that's just going to be bad for the baby.
That's stress for you, and I just think it's an unhealthy situation. Whether or not you leave him next week or you leave him in a year, or, you know, if you never leave him, that's completely your choice. But personally, like, we've both been cheated on, and like, it's something you never get over, and you just can't be with that person. This is in a previous relationship, just a big disclaimer before everyone starts messaging Matthew Lister.
Yes, we've never been cheated on in our relationships now, but
yeah,
we have been before, and you are right, you don't, it's genuinely the most hurtful thing to be cheated on.
It is, it's so disrespectful, because you just constantly think about it, and you're literally carrying his child, you're doing the biggest job in the world that you could ever do for him, and I just think that you would be better off, and you'll be a super mum on your own.
So just to answer her question, she said, what would you guys do? What would you do in that situation? So you're 8 months pregnant, you're about to have a baby, and your boyfriend's cheated on you. I'm assuming he pretty much cheated on her pretty recently. So
yeah.
What would you do?
So I would obviously not be with them. I wouldn't want to live with them, but I would make a plan for the birth and sit down and be willing to make a plan for the child if that's something that they wanted to do. If they don't want to be in the child's life, then fuck them, you're better off without. But if they did, I would sit down and say, I don't want to be in a relationship with you, and I cannot be in a relationship with you. I can't forgive what you've done, but I'm not stopping you from being in my child's life. I want you to be at the birth, and I want us to be amicable and, you know, civil, and I want us to make a plan for our child. I want the child to have both parents, but I personally cannot be with you because I'll never forgive you.
So what I would do, which I think is a bit different, is because I read this obviously like last week, and it's really played on my mind, because I think I massively sympathize for people that have been cheated on.
Yeah, definitely.
And I can't imagine being cheated on whilst pregnant. But I think what I would do is, first of all, tell the guy I'm not with them anymore.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm staying with you, because I would never forget it. And it just wouldn't... Staying with them would turn that beautiful journey into something that I wanted to escape. So I would break up with them. I honestly think, though, for when the arrival of the baby happens, I would live in the same house as them. which I know sounds a bit whack, but I would stay in the same house as
but
them.
But then when do you leave? And then you'll probably think, oh, this is fine. Like, you know, we're getting along so well. I can get over it.
Okay, scrap that. I would not do that. I would break up with them.
Chop his balls off.
Chop his balls off. And then I would just go home to my mum's house and stay there.
You know what? If you've got good people around you, or even if you don't, we're here for you. You can come and live in my lounge. It's super cozy.
Yeah, we make it really cozy for when we do the podcast.
Yeah.
Come on, the podcast.
You know in your heart what is right for you and how you feel. And if you think that you can forgive this person, good for you, because you're way stronger than I am, because I couldn't.
Yeah.
But also, if you want to leave them, but now is not the right time, I also get that. You're literally about to pop any day now.
And also, can I just say, because I'm sure it's playing on your mind, like, I don't want to, you know, I don't want my child to be born and then to bring them up in a broken family. Scrap that.
Yeah.
Your child, when they are old enough to really understand this, if you ever tell them why you two aren't together, will probably have masses of respect for you.
Yeah, it's like the Khloe Kardashian and Tristan thing, like, once a cheat, always a cheat, and exactly. He cheated on her while she was literally about to give birth, and then she got back with him and was about to have another child, and, like, all that shit.
I think that's crazy. Actually a really good example to use.
Yeah.
Seriously, I have never, ever, 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 ever met someone who has been cheated on and then their partner didn't cheat again. It will happen. I've been cheated on in two relationships, not the one I'm in now, but every time
third
I forgave
time
them, third time okay. Every time I forgave them, it happened again and again and again.
It's just so true. I got cheated on so badly and I thought, like, this will never happen, and it just does. And
nothing you can do as well can make that person not cheat. He's not cheated because he's not attracted to your big belly. He's not cheated because you're not having sex during pregnancy. He's not cheated
because he's a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
Excuse my language. Sorry.
There's no excuse. I've always thought about this, is that if I ever did get cheated on again, I wouldn't kick off. I wouldn't go skits.
Yeah,
I would
just
leave.
Disappear.
Me
yeah.
too, I would just ghost.
Well,
I would say,
and then I'd put like a sign in the window, like, free stuff, and then I would leave the door open. And then all Matthew's stuff would be gone.
Do not scream. Do not kick off. Kick off to one of your mates. You know, scream. Scream on the phone to one of your mates. Go somewhere you can. Stay with a friend. Stay with your mum. If you don't have that option, he should definitely leave. Because you're the pregnant one. You need to be chill. And I know it's hard. It's so much easier to say, just leave, just leave, just leave.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Please take it from two girls who have learnt their lesson time and time
the
and time
hard
again.
Way.
And also, can I just say, whether you're 30, whether you are 16, whether you're 18, no matter how old you are, you will find someone. Right now, I'm probably sure you're thinking, oh, but he's really nice, and I'll probably
and
not
you'll
find anyone.
And you'll also be worried that you like have a child and you won't find someone. Like, you definitely will.
You will. You will. I have single mum friends who always get DMs saying, like, do you
people
need a stepdad?
People love a MILF.
They do. Okay.
Okay.
I wish you lots of love and luck.
Yeah, and congratulations, and I'm sure you'll have the best time with your baby.
So we really want you guys to fuck.
We really want you guys to fuck.
Yeah.
Right, sorry, that was my fault, but that sneeze really burned the throat.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, you weren't trying to hold in for 7 seconds whilst you were speaking.
Okay.
I need to watch it back. I was like this. Oh, God.
So we really want you guys to get involved in our podcast. So you can follow the link in our bio in our TikTok or on our Instagram, and you can press the button, get involved, send us any questions that you have. Maybe you've got a dilemma, maybe you need some advice, and we will pick one or two at the end of every podcast and answer them. Completely anonymous, by the way. You don't even have to put your name. You can put a fake name. And if you don't want to be anonymous, you can just send us an Instagram DM. But we want you guys to get involved, and we want to be able to help
you.
We
want to hear from you. Like, we just love it.
We love it. And we want, again, like we've said a million times, we want this to be a community and a space where we actually talk to the people who listen. So if you would like to do that, then, like I said, just follow the links in our bio. And I guess we'll see you next week for another episode.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
It's been amazing. Love you.
Bye.